Take your Bibles and turn to Psalms chapter 1 with me. I'll be really quick. Psalms chapter 1. And I want to just talk briefly, just for a few minutes, about a simple Bible concept that's everywhere in the Bible that our human nature kind of contorts every once in a while. And it's on the subject of bearing fruit. And in the Bible, it can mean a lot of different things, bearing fruit. A lot of times people try to force one meaning on it. But in different contexts, it means different things. But it's a very important expression. It's one of the few expressions that you find all throughout the Bible, not in just one place or one era, but all throughout the Bible, used through a bunch of different authors. And we're going to look at it in the context of Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1 is my dad's favorite chapter. In fact, if you ask him, what's your life verse, he'll say, well, I don't have a life verse. It's Psalms chapter 1. And which I think is interesting. But just quickly, let's read through this. Psalms chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So quickly, I want to draw your attention to verse 3, where it says that this person brings forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And I just want to point out a couple things here before we end tonight, just maybe 5 minutes, and I'll be done. But before we go into fruit and what this means here, I just want to point out something really basic, and it's spelled out right here in verse 1 and 2, and that's the criteria for someone who bears fruit. A criteria, in this case, the illustration is a tree that bears fruit. What is the criteria? And again, before I get into fruit bearing, I don't want to allegorize it, and don't allegorize it yourself. There's a lot of sermons preached on bearing fruit. It's very simple in this passage. All it's talking about is a tree that's doing what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to bear fruit. It's supposed to reproduce. It's talking about a believer, a godly person, the blessed man that's doing what he's supposed to do. That's all it's saying right here. Nothing else. So that simply that. But the criteria for a tree that bears fruit, a man, a person that bears fruit, verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Okay, well, that's simple enough. I don't really need to explain that. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, pretty self-explanatory, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, pretty self-explanatory. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like. So it's a pretty simple criteria, right? Do these things, and you'll be like this. And the antithesis is true. Verse 4, the ungodly are not so. Oh, so what's the opposite of these? Oh, the ungodly. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So, cursed is the man that walks in the counsel of the ungodly. Cursed is the man that stands in the way of sinners and sits in the seats of the scornful. His delight is not in the law of the Lord, and in his law, he doesn't meditate day and night. Pretty simple, right? Really easy equation to wrap our heads around. Be the person of verse 1 and 2, and you'll be verse 3. That's the criteria. So with that in mind, let's talk about a couple things in this verse about bearing fruit, about being a person that God wants to use, about being a person fit for the Master's use. And the first thing I want to bring your attention to is the word season. It's not just talking about bearing fruit as a believer, as a Christian, doing what you're supposed to be doing. But it says a season. There's a season for bearing fruit. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Now, by definition, a season to bear fruit means also that what? There's a season you're not bearing fruit, right? A season means that you're not necessarily bearing fruit every day, every day, every day, right? In this context that we're talking about. If you meet the criteria of verse 1 and 2, at some point, we're seeing here, you'll bear fruit. At some point in your life, if you meet the criteria of verse 1 and verse 2, you will bear fruit. Now, the off season doesn't mean that you're just kind of sitting on your laurels doing nothing, right? Kind of like what Andy was talking about. Oh, tomorrow, you know, I'll bear fruit. Or tomorrow or the next day, you know, I'll do something for the Lord. No. Today is the man, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly today, nor standeth in the seat, nor standeth in the way of sinners today, nor sitteth in the seat of the counsel or scornful today, but his delight is in the law of the Lord today. So the off season is today. The off season is, hey, do these things, meet the criteria. That's the off season. And you know, a lot of people have the attitude that if you're not doing something every single day as a Christian, then you must be doing something wrong. If you're not leading people to the Lord every single day and you're not having that, you know, dare to be a Daniel moment every single day, then you know, you must not, something must be wrong. But the Bible says there is a season for everything. And there's a season to bear fruit. You know what it means? It means we're working to the season to bear fruit. We're working right now. Today is the day to work for the time when God says, okay, I want to use you. Okay, now is the time. The fullness of time has come. Now I can use you right now in this moment, in this time, whatever. It's kind of like just like a tree here. You have this the time when the fruit is bearing. The fruit's coming out, and there's a time where you've got to prune the trees, you got to kill the bugs, you got to do all the work in between. It's that period. You know, it's kind of like I'm a pilot, and if you talk to a lot of pilots, especially combat pilots, and you read about them, they always say things like, very common expression, well, flying is hours and days of boredom with about 20 seconds of sheer terror. And it's true. Especially combat pilots, you train and you train and you train for years. Years you train. Millions of dollars the government pours into your life for 20 seconds that change history. For 15 seconds that change the face of history. All that money and all that time and all those years just for 30 seconds. It's kind of crazy, really, if you think about it. But that's what we're talking about here. All this time that we spend coming to church and studying the Word of God and working in our ministries and doing all these things that seem monotonous and laborious and over and over and over and over and over again. And you know what? The Bible doesn't expect that every single service and every single day all of us are bearing the same amount of fruit. No. There is a season. There is a time for that. And that's a time that God has reserved and chose. You know, think about it this way. We know very, very little about Bible characters. Moses, one of the most known Bible characters, talked about everywhere, Old Testament, New Testament, everywhere. We don't really know a lot about his life. What in the world did he do for 40 years shepherding sheep? Well, I know he did that. But seriously, what did he do? What, was he bearing fruit? He was bearing sheep fruit, I guess. I don't know. What did he do? Well, you know, typical Baptists, I tell you what they would say, some people that I know, they'd say, oh, well, he fell out of the ministry. He's not doing anything for the Lord. He's a backslider. He's a farmer now. He's not doing anything. Well, you know what? God definitely changed his perspective. Then he took the prince of Egypt, the guy that had the temper, that killed someone, that had the attitude, and said, you know what? I'm going to put you over here for 40 years. I got to work on you. But everything was to that season, the time when God needed him. And we even know just a very little about the time when God needed him. What about Paul? Paul, we don't know a lot about his life. Oh, we know some of the things he wrote. We know in general. But what about the 2 years after he got saved? What did he do? We kind of sort of know. But what in the world did he do? What about Daniel? What in the world did Daniel do his entire life in Babylon? We know like a couple hours of his life. Just a few hours. We don't even know a full day. We know he got thrown in the lion's den. We knew that he didn't eat the king's meat. We know that he interpreted dreams. We don't know a lot about his life, but he's one of our heroes. He's one of the heroes of the faith. He had a lot of downtime, as we say it. A lot of time when, oh, you know, what's he doing for the Lord? Well, he's working for a pagan king is what he was doing. But you know what? God said, it's time. I need you. The season to bear fruit is now. And he impacted an entire empire that way. Just with a few days, a few hours, decisions. So that That's where we fit in here. For everyone that fits this criteria, everybody I just named, Moses, Paul, Daniel, they all fit this criteria of verse 1 and 2. They fit the criteria, and they had a season to be useful to God. They had a season to glorify Him. They had a season where God said, I need you right now for this moment in time. And if you're frustrated today because, you know, you're like, I'm not where I want to be today. I wanted to do this. I had so many ambitions. I had so many ideas. Look, meet the criteria of verse 1 and 2. Meet that criteria, and God will use you when it's time, when it's season to do so. And then finally, just to close, not just season it mentions, but notice it says in verse 3, bringeth forth His fruit in His season. You know, there are different times to bear fruit, and there are different fruits, right? Pretty simple concept. Not everyone bears the same fruit. Not everyone bears the same kind of, I don't know what you would call it, visible fruit as other people do. You know, not everybody reads about, you know, in Bible college, it used to drive me crazy, actually. People would talk about Charles Spurgeon this and Charles Spurgeon that and this person, that person. And they'd have these visions of grandeur to be that person instead of being like Christ. It kind of drove me crazy. But there, it's good to desire the best things, right? But there comes a point in time where you have to understand that God used certain people in certain ways, and He's not going to use everybody in the same way. You know, I'm glad I don't have to be thrown into a lion's den. I'm glad that was reserved for Daniel. I don't even know if I have enough faith to be in a den with a couple lions. I'm glad that was reserved for Daniel, and God prepared him for that. God prepares people in different ways, and we all bear different fruit. And it's something I had to come to grips in my life. Because I kind of got caught in the whole Bible college thing where it's like, oh, you've got to be this rock star pastor or this rock star evangelist. And you have to have all these, every day, all these crazy moments of glory and all this kind of stuff. That's not how God works. It's never how God works. You know, I was on deputation when we went to Peru, and I went to this mission conference in Kentucky. And it was probably the worst conference I've ever been to in my life. And actually, my wife left me there for another 2 days of torture. Her sister was driving through, and she's like, pick me up, please. And she got on the car and left, and I'm sitting here going, oh, great, now I'm stuck at this conference by myself. But it was the biggest bunch of hooey, the biggest bunch of constant pounding your chest, and I'm this and I'm that. And it got to the point where it was almost ridiculous. I wish I would have had it on tape. One missionary would get up and he would tell a story. The next missionary would get up and he'd tell a bigger story. And then the pastor would get up and tell a bigger story. And it finally, one missionary got up and he said, I knew a girl in India who walked 700 miles to get medical treatment. And, you know, I don't know, but someone who walked 700 miles for medical treatment must not need a lot of medical treatment. I don't know about that. And so then this evangelist got up right after that, and he said, one day I was driving to a meeting, and their car broke down right in front of the church, but we walked to church, and we found out that the transmission fell out of the car. The transmission was laying on the side of the road, and we came back, and the transmission was inside, and the car was turned the other way, and it was warm, and we were ready to go. And it got to that point, and then another guy said something, and it got to the point where if you didn't say anything, if you didn't have these stories, oh, brother, you just need to pray to God. You're not bearing any fruit. It got to a ridiculous point where it was a total external, and this is what I'm talking about with allegorizing this, an external appearance of being holy. And that's not what this is talking about. This is talking about, blessed is a man that does these things, and you will bear your fruit, the fruit that God intends for you to bear, in the season God intends for you to bear it. That is what it's talking about. So we need to meet this criteria and just walk with God and trust Him for what He wants to do and His plan. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word, and thank you for letting us assemble here in freedom tonight, and in your name. Please fill us with your spirit that we would walk in your word and meditate in your law, and that we would love you more every day. In Christ Jesus' name I pray. Amen.